The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks begin a four-game homestand against the Los Angeles Kings, their first of only three meetings against their Southern California rivals on the schedule this season. San Jose's coming off a four-game road trip in which they learned a lot and established a lot, ending up with a dramatic overtime win in Minnesota against the Wild. What's the most amazing thing about that overtime? Well, there were only three Sharks on the ice for virtually the entire 3 minutes and 47 seconds. Macklin Celebrini would get the game-winning goal and end up a week in which he was named NHL First Star of the Week. But perhaps the other stars in that overtime were the three players that were stuck on the ice for the full 3 minutes and 47 seconds. That would be Alex Wennberg, William Eklund, and Timothy Liljegren. And let's not forget about Yaroslav Askarov, as we relive the moment by listening to the entire shift now.
Eklund against Rossi on this draw. Rossi will win it. Minnesota's got control in overtime. San Jose has an overtime win and a couple of OTLs. Let's see what happens here. A lot of space for Kaprizov to do something, and he's out there with Faber. Faber drops it back for Rossi. They're cycling. Faber gets the puck at the red line, watched by Eklund. Eklund just trying to conserve energy. Here comes Kaprizov getting the drop with speed across the line. Eklund forcing him to the outside, behind the net, centering play. Nice defense by Wennberg, and Eklund takes off. Can he get it? Eklund controls. Eklund tried to send it back, but Kaprizov stole it. Kaprizov stick handles back up to the Sharks line, but now he'll cycle back as coach John Hines wants to make a change of players. Kaprizov will dump it backwards, and now it's Spurgeon on the ice with Boldy. Kaprizov's headed off, so Boldy will circle back. Eriksson Ek, Spurgeon, and Boldy. The Sharks have Wennberg, Eklund, and Liljegren. They've been out for a while. Here comes Eriksson Ek into the zone. Stops, watched by Liljegren, spins. Gives to Boldy, checked by Eklund, again forced to the outside. Boldy went behind the Sharks' net, moves up the right wing boards. He's watched by Liljegren, slides it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon moves to his right to the slot, drops it back. Eriksson Ek drops for Spurgeon. Spurgeon heading to the left corner, left it there for Eriksson Ek and Boldy. And Eriksson Ek's up back on the point with it to the left boards. To Boldy. He's dangerous. He's moving in. He's turning. The air are changing. They're getting fresh guys on. The Sharks still with the same three guys on the ice. Now it's Eriksson Ek trying to go in front. Saved by Askarov off of a tip by Faber. But the puck is out and it's controlled by Minnesota. Eriksson Ek back to Faber. He had that great chance. Little drop for Eriksson Ek off of Johansson, who's on the ice. Minnesota's changing again. Here's Kaprizov back out there, shooting it, blocked by Liljegren. Right back to Kaprizov. Commanding performance by the Wild in overtime. Johansson drops for Kaprizov. He's got Johansson in front, but he doesn't get him the puck. Good defense by Liljegren. Kaprizov still with it. Slides to the right calmly. There's Johansson, watched by Wennberg. Wennberg forcing him out of the zone. All the way back, but Minnesota still's got the puck, and Faber gets the pass and moves in. To Kaprizov, to the middle. Johansson makes the move. Cuts behind, in front. Faber tipped it right through the crease and wide. Minnesota gets the rebound. Eklund trying to get a piece of Kaprizov. He's chopping at him. Kaprizov hanging onto it. Throwing it behind the net. Goes right through the reach of Johansson. He gets it back off the right boards. Moves it up. Sends it across the ice to Faber. He brings it out of the zone. And Minnesota's going to change again. The Sharks have got to get new guys on the ice. But they can't. Minnesota moving in. Boldy's got it. Holding onto it. Stick handling. On the left wing side. 2 minutes left in overtime. Boldy still on the ice. Boldy back skating. Throwing it over to Kaprizov. Centering play. And Spurgeon cutting behind the defense. Tipped it wide. Boldy's on the point. He slides to Spurgeon. Moves into the slot. Has it on his backhand. Back to Boldy. Boldy can't do anything with it. Now Kaprizov gets a shot. Kaprizov hands off to Boldy and heads for the bench. A headman feed there for Spurgeon. He had Wenberg beaten, but he couldn't do anything about it. Now Rossi. Now to Boldy. Boldy shoots off the goal post. And it ricochets out of the zone. Can the Sharks get off the ice and get somebody fresh on? Minnesota moves in with Boldy. Only two Sharks on the ice. A little drop pass and a save by Askarov. Taking it back to Celebrini. He's the new guy. He's got a semi-breakaway. Here's Celebrini. He scores! Macklin Celebrini just won it for the Sharks in overtime. Oh my goodness, what a finish. The Sharks get a 6-5 victory.
Coupled with the overtime victory by the same 6-5 score at Madison Square Garden in New York, the Sharks had a pretty successful road trip, all things considered. Most importantly to head coach Ryan Warsofsky was what the team learned about themselves and about the game on this trip.
You know, we played some good hockey. We're trending in the right direction. There's areas in our game that need to improve, and throughout the game you're going to have swings of momentum, but you know, we had it there. You know, going back to the Minnesota game, you know, we were all, you know, all playing in there in the first 12 minutes, and then we woke up a sleeping giant by a turnover and then taking a penalty, and then their superstars get on the ice and start feeling the puck. So that was one lesson. On top of, you know, the third period, we were on our heels, which I get, you know, is going to happen. But we were, it can't be every shift. You know, we know teams are going to press when they're down goals, but we got to keep skating and getting on top of teams in the neutral zone. And ultimately that's what really breaks us down defensively. So, we talked about this morning, we got to keep working on it, get better at it. But we're definitely playing some better hockey.
Alex Wenberg was one of the three Sharks that was on the ice for that 3 minute and 47 second span. He said that when you're on the ice for that long, you have to put the fatigue out of your mind if you can.
No, I mean, I feel like, I mean, obviously you're tired, but then the fact that we scored there, you just got an energy burst from it. So, I mean, you feel fine. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, obviously you get scored on, you feel disappointed, you feel a bit fatigued, kind of just letting you know that you couldn't make it happen. But now instead you see Matt coming in, scoring a huge goal to get that win for the team on the road. So I didn't think about tiredness. I was just more excited and happy for the team effort there.
Not to be forgotten was the goaltending of Askarov in that sequence, and Wenberg talked about it.
Great goaltender. I mean, obviously he made some huge saves, and I mean that keeps us alive in the game. I mean, I always say he's a hell of a goalie. When, I mean, right now, like in this situation, we're kind of fighting every single night, having tough games where you got to beat them in overtime, whatever it takes, but just to have your goalie to step up, make those big saves, and give us a chance to win. Yeah, I mean, it's huge.
Most importantly, the Sharks kept things simple, and Coach Ryan Warsofsky says that when you stay simple, good things often happen.
We say don't fight the panic, and just trust your fundamentals, trust the structure and what we're trying to do, and everyone does their job. And Lily, Wenny, and Ecky do a really good job. Obviously, Askey makes a couple big saves. We're allowed to get, you know, we get Mac out there with a little bit of a risk to try to get a change, and, you know, it paid off. So not how we drew it up, not how we want it to happen every night, but again, we'll take the 2 points and move on.
For tonight's game against the Los Angeles Kings, the Sharks made a couple of roster moves because of banged-up players after the Minnesota contest. Adam Gaudette didn't play much of the third period, and in fact, he is not going to be in action tonight against the Kings. Patrick Giles was recalled from the San Jose Barracuda of the AHL, but he will not skate tonight. That means that veteran Jeff Skinner gets back in, and Skinner wants to do what the Sharks did on the road trip, get off to a good start.
That's just how it's gone. I think it's... Obviously, every team wants to get off to a good start, especially on the road. You want to try and sort of set the tone and gain some momentum right away. I think, obviously, you're not going to have it every game, but when you do have it, it's nice to have, and you want to capitalize on that momentum and try and carry it as long as you can. I think, I think so far, last few times, our starts have been really good.
John Klingberg gets back in on defense. He's been waiting for a long time to feel healthy enough to play, and he says the big challenge tonight is going up against Anze Kopitar, truly one of the best stars in the game.
He's done a lot throughout his career, I think. Yeah, he's obviously not ever been the fastest player, but he's just so smart at finding where to go with the puck, who to find with the puck, and he seems to win all the one-on-one battles. I don't know how good he's been over his career in faceoff, but I feel like every time I'm on the ice and there's a face-off and he's taking the face-off, he seems like he's winning a lot of them. So just the small parts of the game, he's been one of the best in the league for a while.
Dan Boyle joins me with the broadcast today from SAP Center at San Jose. The Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings. Anje Kopitar in town taking on San Jose. This is his last season in the league, so you'll want to check out the broadcast. We're on the air at 7:30, and the reason why it's so late is because this is a national television broadcast. So sync us up to the national television feed utilizing your DVR and all of the other magic that technology provides. Once again, we're on the air at 7:30 p.m. The Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online, and on terrestrial affiliates. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.